Hello, welcome to the Conflict Authority Podcast. This is a podcast about conflict, what it is, how it gets started, and the things that you can do to evolve greater control over the conflicts in your life. My name is Leo. I am your host. This is Episode 5, Conflict Resolution and Management. In this episode, we will explore the resolution and management of conflict. Conflict resolution is the process of finding a solution to a disagreement that has escalated into conflict. Conflict management is the process of minimizing the losses of time, energy, and resources associated with conflict. To deal with conflict successfully, we need to change the way we think about it. Let's get started. At this point, you know that disagreements are the start of every conflict. We have discussed the idea of pure conflict, a conflict where the goals of the parties are interdependent. We have also discussed real conflict, a conflict where the outcome will have serious consequences for one or more of the parties to the conflict. Conflict resolution, in its simplest terms, is what life looks like after the conflict is over. Many of my colleagues in the field of conflict resolution like to focus on positive outcomes when talking about conflict resolution. I like to remind them that not all conflicts end happily. Many conflicts end with one side happier than the other, with one side having won the conflict and being able to impose their wants, needs, and desires upon the other party. Other conflicts end with nobody happy. Both sides suffering through a conflict and neither gaining anything as a result. In every case, resolved means that the conflict is finished. However, there is not always a happily ever after. Conflict management is slightly different. There are conflicts that are neither avoidable nor resolvable. We can be drawn into these useless conflicts that drain our time, energy, and resources. This is when conflict management comes into play. Conflict management will help you deal with a conflict without needlessly damaging yourself or anyone else. Conflict is an investment. To get involved in a conflict is to expend time and energy. These expenditures are not limited to the time spent in actual conflict. There is also the time spent in preparation. More significant is the time spent in recovery. Conflict takes a lot out of you, regardless of whether you win or lose. In addition to these expenditures are the stakes of the conflict. What do you stand to win or lose as a result of the conflict? This can involve additional time and energy spent, as well as the loss of resources, such as money, relationships, reputation, and so on. The point of evolving control over conflict is to avoid unnecessary conflicts altogether. There is no need to waste time and energy getting yourself into a fight that will not move you any closer to your goals. You need to save your time and energy and your other resources for when you really do need them, for those conflicts that you can resolve and come out the better for it. Trust. There are two types of conflict: cognitive and affective conflict. More generally, cognitive conflict is called good conflict. Affective conflict is generally known as bad conflict. Good and bad conflict get their names from the types of trust they are associated with. Good conflict, that is, cognitive conflict, is associated with cognitive trust. Cognitive trust is being able to rely on the people, systems, and processes involved in a transaction or a series of transactions. You have cognitive trust with something that you know you can depend on. Whether you like their food or not, you have cognitive trust with McDonald's restaurants because you know what you're going to get. Cognitive conflict is considered good conflict for three major reasons. Number one, it is focused on solving a problem. Number two, because it is focused on problem solving, all parties to a cognitive conflict can safely present their opinions, which will result in finding hidden problems and troubleshooting solutions before they are implemented. Number 3, the parties to these conflicts gain a deeper understanding of each other as they hash out an agreeable solution for all involved. Effective conflict is associated with effective trust. Effective trust is based on mutual interpersonal relationships. The more you like somebody, and the more you think that they like you, the more effective trust you have with them. Effective conflict is personal conflict. That is why it is considered bad conflict. This is the conflict that happens when both sides become defensive. Communication. Communication is the key. We have all heard this before. However, it is not always the case in conflict. Earlier, we mentioned conflict that is neither avoidable nor resolvable. In many cases, the parties to these conflicts refuse to communicate because to do so would be a sign of weakness. However, communication is always the key to solving disagreements. Communication is the key to keeping disagreements from escalating into conflict. Disagreements tend to devolve into conflict when communication stops. Let me add a caveat to that. Positive communication is the key to resolving disagreements. Positive communication includes active listening. Positive communication keeps the conversation going in a respectful way. Positive communication focuses on reaching a solution to the problem. Because we are talking about positive communication, negative communication bears mentioning. You can guess that negative communication is the opposite of positive communication. Negative communication starts when people stop listening, when they are more focused on what they want than solving any problem, when they say things to try to win the argument and shut the other person down. Why is this important? Earlier, I mentioned that resolution of a conflict does not always mean happily ever after. Happily ever after is the win-win solution we often hear about. Happily ever after is possible. We see that in the case of cognitive conflict. If you have been paying some attention, then you might realize that cognitive conflict is what we are describing when referencing problem solving in the dual concern model or collaborating in the six style topology. I also mentioned that happily ever after is not always possible. In these cases, we have to do some analysis and make some decisions. Measured against the levels and types of trust we share with the other party and the type of communication we are experiencing, we can use the strategies described by the conflict models to determine where we are and plot a course through the conflict. For example, using the dual concern model, consider being engaged in a disagreement. You're calm and listening actively when the other party starts making threats. You have some options here. The first is that you can lose control, at which point the disagreement will quickly devolve into effective conflict, because both of you will get emotional and escalate the disagreement into an emotional battle. If you hope not to ruin the relationship, you can yield and give the other party what they want. If you are not worried about the consequences to the relationship, you can contend and possibly win the disagreement. From the other party's perspective, again using the dual concern model, upon issuing the threat, they decided that they were going to contend. That means they placed more importance upon their desires than their relationship with you. They were probably hoping, if they were doing their own dual concern model analysis, that you would decide to yield. Let us say both you and the other party, using the dual concern model, decide you both want to contend. That is, both of you place your own interest above the relationship you share. This would take us into a problem-solving mode. However, at this point, there has already been a threat made and neither side is backing down. Compromise is possible at this point. You and the other party could partially give in to each other in order to end this heated disagreement. We know that yield and compromise lead to resolution. Not necessarily a happily ever after, but still a resolution. Contend can lead to resolution, but what happens when it doesn't? In our current scenario, where a threat has been issued, where both parties decide to contend, this will lead to conflict. Threats typically entail one of two reactions, both of which are accounted for in the six-style topology. Escalation of the conflict or driving the conflict underground. As described in the six-style topology, escalation is competitive fighting, and driving the conflict underground is indirect fighting. If you lose your control because someone threatened you, if you say something nasty because you have to win an argument, if you stop listening, then you have decided, unintentionally, to invest the time and energy necessary to pursue a conflict. You have decided to risk whatever additional resources or things of value that you possess that will be affected by this conflict. Hopefully, you can see why self-awareness, that is, understanding what you want to get out of a situation, is so important, and how active listening can help you assess your situation, and how trust levels and communication can affect your choice of strategy, and how conflict models help you determine your options. If you have control of your emotions, have an idea of the things you would like to achieve, are paying close attention to what is going on, then you can decide to avoid a conflict based on how you think it will affect you. Under the same conditions, you can decide to involve yourself in a conflict based on how you think it will affect you. In either case, you have given the matter some thought and decided how to proceed. Conflict is always a decision. In the next episode, we will explore negotiation. Thank you for listening. If you're interested in hearing what happens next, go ahead and subscribe.